Hello and welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. For many years, I improvised a new bedtime story for my children every night. For Season 5 of Stories for Wonderful Children, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to skip forward to 2020, when many children, including my own, had to attend school online. And so, I told them a long 3-month story about an online school. As my children were significantly older at this point, you may notice a shift in tone from the earlier stories that you've been listening to. This story has a little more high adventure, a little romance, and some rare mild fantasy violence. Children who are old enough to enjoy the Harry Potter stories or the Percy Jackson stories should feel right at home with this story of Myra and the Online School. I hope you enjoy it, this last season of Stories for Wonderful Children. Myra was sitting in the tavern, commiserating with Chelsea and Antoine and Tweety about their first big sneaker test. They had all passed, and they were sharing war stories. Tweety had busted a hole in the wall between room 326 and 327, not, you know, looking for the real room 327, which Tweety was convinced there was a hidden door there. Now, as luck would have it, though, Tweety had busted it in a spot that ended up in room 327 and had then
smashed the wall down.
Right, had then solved the puzzle box and had not set off trap under the puzzle box. But Tweety was telling them, well, then I had to go see a friend who is a third-year magicker student, and another friend who's a third-year grower student, and between the two of them, they regrew me a wall. And so I think as long as the teachers don't look too closely, they'll let me pass. Antoine nodded and said, yeah, well, it could have been worse. How's that? You didn't pry up the carpet looking for a trap door. But, said Antoine, on the other hand, it went back down okay. Like, it's got kind of a little bubble look to it if you, yeah. Anyway, it's fine. I got the piece of paper. I passed. What about you, Chelsea? Myra asked. Chelsea shrugged. I walked up and down the hallway once, and I pried the sign off, and it took me the longest to figure out about the door being a sliding door. Like, I looked for hidden latches and locks and traps on that door for at least 20 minutes. Well, said Myra, holding up her glass of 50-50 elderberry juice and root beer. To passing, they all held up their glasses. To passing, they all said, including the student who was sitting on the other side of Tweety. Myra leaned forward. Excuse me, she said. I didn't catch your name. Oh, said the student. My name is Veer. I'm the new exchange student from the forest. Wait, I thought you were Tweety's friend. Tweety shrugged. I thought he was your friend. So when did you get here, Veer? Myra asked. Veer said, well, they just agreed to take students from the forest. And so today was my first day. And you did you take the sneaker test? Are you a sneaker student? asked Chelsea. Yeah, said Veer. I'm going to be a sneaker student, and I'm supposed to study with you all? Wait, said Myra. Are you a deer? Veer looked around. Shh, he said. You don't look like a deer, said Myra. Veer leaned towards her and said in a whisper, I'm what you might call a were-deer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, said Myra. So does that mean you only turn into a deer during the full moon? Wait, it is a full moon right now. No, said Veer. I'm only turn into a human during the full moon. Wait, said Antoine. Wouldn't that make you like a weird human? Veer shrugged. I guess so, he said, but that seems more confusing to you all, so you can think of me as a were-deer. All right, so that means you all took the deal? Yes, said Veer. And there's another student who's going to come and learn from your fighter who you said would... Oh, yeah, said Myra. That reminds me, I've got to talk to Corin. Myra said, what's the other student's name? Said Veer. Her name's Doa? Wait, said Myra, you mean like Doa Deer? Yeah, said Veer.
The drop of golden sun.
Myra said, so are these like your deer names, or did you all... No, said Veer. These are names that we thought it would be easy
Veer
for you to...
Deer.
Said that it would be easy for you to call us. Said Myra. I think we may need to work on these names a bit. Why, said Veer. We all thought about it. Oh, that's fine, said Myra. Okay. All right, yes, so you're just here for the evening, then? Yes, said Veer. When the sun rises, I have to be back in the forest, because I will be back in my deer form. My real body, my real form. And Myra said, well, okay, what would you like to learn? Well, said Veer, this test you all were taking sounded interesting. Well, but that's our first big, like, quarterly test, said Myra. Teach me how to do it. Myra looked over to Antoine and Chelsea. They both shrugged. I suppose the room's still there, said Myra. So they took Veer up to the third floor of the sneaker building. Okay, said Myra. You have to get into room 327 and solve the lock there. Veer walked down the hallway. About halfway down the hallway, he stopped. He said, so you all have already taken this test? Yes, said Myra. I have a question for you, said Veer. How long ago? It was like this morning, said Myra. Veer walked back over to them, and he leaned in for a second to each one of them, sort of staring at them intently. What are you doing? Said Myra. Getting ready to sneak, said Veer. But I don't think you realize how this works, said Antoine. But Veer just turned back around. Myra noticed that he did walk very quietly down the hallway. And now he was stopping at each door and sort of leaning towards it. He unerringly stopped at the room labeled the first room labeled 328. And then he began to look around. He said, I am not overly familiar with your human doors, but aren't they supposed to have like a handle or something? Again, he leaned in towards the door, and this time Myra, who was watching him closely, saw his nostrils flare. You're not solving this by figuring out what's there or where the numbers are. You're sniffing where we've been. Veer looked up. He said, well, was there another way? You're supposed to read the room numbers and find 327, said Myra.
I'm a deer, said Vera. We don't read. Oh, said Mari. Yeah, that could present a problem. Vera had clearly figured out the door, though, because he reached out and put his hand on it and slid it open. He walked into the room. Myra and Antoine followed, with Chelsea close behind. Myra looked back at them and said, Hey, did either of you, like, set off the trigger under the puzzle box? They shook their head, no. I wonder what happens, because I don't see him realizing it. Myra and Antoine and Chelsea stood around Vera, who was standing in front of the table. Said Vera. He leaned in closely and looked at the puzzle box. This is a box, he said. Yes, said Chelsea. That is correct. Good job, man, said Antoine. What am I supposed to do with this, said Vera. There is something inside it, Myra replied. You are supposed to get at the something inside it and leave no trace that you have done so. Said Vera. All right. And he walked around to the other side of the table. He looked under the table. He said, Oh. He sniffed again. That smells funny. Myra, Antoine, and Chelsea all looked at each other. I didn't look under the table, said Chelsea. Myra got down on her hands and knees and looked underneath. She could see where the switch that they had all kept from triggering attached to a little pellet. She looked at it. It was bright orange. She sniffed it like Vera had done. She realized that it smelled like paint. She said, I guess that's how they would have known if we'd triggered it, caught red-handed or orange-handed, as the case may be. All right, she said. Yes, it does smell funny, Vera. That is paint. And paint, paint, said Vera. What is paint? You put it on things to make them change color. Ah, said Vera. Well, I do not wish to change color any more than I already have today. That's good. So you need to make sure you don't get the paint on you when you pick up the puzzle box, said Myra. Vera said, I do not wish to pick up the puzzle box. He sniffed at the puzzle box. He said, You all have touched it here and there. He reached out and touched the puzzle box in the two places, then kind of wiggled his fingers around, and then, without picking it up from the table, he finally triggered the right combination of panels, and it popped open. Vera leaned forward. There is nothing inside it, he said. Well, no, because we already took the papers that were inside it. But I have passed, he said. Myra said, Well, it's a little unconventional, but yes. As your instructors, we declare that you have passed, and also that we maybe need to teach you some letters and numbers so that you don't have to keep sniffing signs, because I'm just not sure if that'll work if we haven't already been there. That is a good point, said Vera. Come on, said Myra. We'll go work on alphabet for the rest of the evening. Very well, said Vera, and followed them out of the room, sliding the door closed behind them. They headed out, Myra pondering whether she was going to be able to get Vera to tell her more about the mystery of the forest and what the deer were up to there. That's the end for tonight.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.